News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The man killed in the weekend stabbing in Dublin City has been identified as 34-year-old Kwame Babatunde, an asylum seeker from Nigeria. We're joined by Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Kitty, I think videos on social media showing pretty shocking scenes in Dublin city centre on Friday night. What exactly do we know about what happened at this stage?
Yeah, as you say, very shocking videos circulating which show a man brandishing a quite large bladed knife and kind of running around with people in terror as he kind of lurched at them. But what we know is that this the victim of the fatal attack is a 34-year-old asylum seeker called Kwame Babatunde. He was originally from Nigeria. And we know that he was found unresponsive by Gardaí in the South Ann Street area, just off Grafton Street, on Friday night. It seems he had attended a concert in a club there, Club 22, and that the kind of working theory is that a fight had broken out in the club and had spilled out onto the street, and there was sort of chase given around the street. So it sounds like a really terrifying scene there in the early hours of Saturday morning. The victim had been living in Ballyogan accommodation centre out there just near Carrick Mines in South Dublin, and easily accessible into town on the Lewis. There's a Lewis just outside. He presumably got the Lewis into town to go to this concert of an Afro swing band, and a very popular band apparently on the international scene. So a big event on Valentine's night in the city centre, which he was attending, and which by all accounts he was really looking forward to, which ended very tragically for him.
Gardaí, have they made any arrests in relation to this? I mean, obviously they will be studying that that video on social media quite closely, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, so far, we don't know of any arrests. They haven't reported that there's been any arrests, but speaking yesterday, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, said that they'd made really excellent progress, and that sort of really implying that, you know, they were studying the CCTV, they'd as good as identified who the perpetrators were, or, you know, would most definitely identify them because they had a good view, and it was kind of advising people to hand themselves over because, you know, the law was going to catch up with them. So good progress being made and arguments being made, I suppose, for face recognition footage that they'd be able to, you know, identify the face recognition technology, sorry, that they would be able to identify the perpetrators and people involved much more quickly if they had that. But at the moment, anyway, they were going through CCTV footage and were making very good progress.
What's the reaction been in around that area? Because it is, it's a very popular night spot. It's a very affluent part of the city. I think it's fair to say as well. I mean, there must be quite a bit of shock among business owners in that area.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, the kind of juxtaposition between such violent, awful scenes and that area, which is a kind of absolutely in the heart of kind of entertainment and, you know, restaurants and bars and kind of quite high end, you know, in terms of Dublin, you know, it's the destination area for the best restaurants, the best entertainment and best places. So people are very shocked in the area of nightlife. People are saying that, you know, it's a very busy area. It can be really busy. And it's most people feeling that, you know, that there should have been guard patrols in the area. And now the guards will, I suppose, argue back that, you know, that they patrol as best they can. It would be within the Pier Street station area, and they can't be on every street at every time of the day. But I suppose it is a time when the clubs are spilling out onto the streets, that it's the tail end of the nightlife time, and that it is a time when people are going to be sort of at their most kind of inebriated or tanked up, whatever phrase you want to use, and that, you know, it, and being the area that it is, that there should have been guards in the area, because it does look like that this was an incident that was allowed to kind of extend and go on for quite a time, you know, until this happened. And, it, you know, the footage shows that there were about 150 people in the area outside that area at the time. So, but, you know, equally there's clubs, you know, spilling people out into the and onto their streets, potentially kind of all over the city centre at that time as well. So it's probably a difficult one to police. I'm sure there'll be lots of arguments about staggered closing times and that kind of thing. They'll come to the fore again. But, yeah, a lot of shock and a lot of horror at the scene. Yeah.
Your paper also reporting today in your story on page one, number of knives seized every year by Gardaí has risen by more than 50% on a decade ago. When we think of knife crime, we sort of think of London more than here. But is it a rising problem here, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's constant talk, isn't there, about, you know, how the streets of Dublin have become more dangerous. I mean, I think we're constantly, if you're at all following the British news, you know, there's constantly these awful, just heartbreaking stories, particularly young men and boys really getting killed and murdered in knife crime. We're not seeing that to the extent here. I mean, our population is a lot smaller, so maybe there's less opportunity for it. But, I mean, the case that stands out in my memory is that case of Azam Rajouri, who was knifed in a park in Dundrum there in 2020, which was absolutely, you know, heartbreaking and horrifying. I mean, as you say, the figures do show the number of knife thieves has risen to 2,150 there last year by the guards. And there's obviously going to be a focus on this, particularly if there was to be another incident, you know, in the near future. But I think while, you know, we're hearing of cases of control,
it is,
you know, in the way the firearms obviously isn't.
Okay, Kitty Holland, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Kitty Holland, their social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. It was a shocking story over the weekend. There's absolutely, there's no two ways about it. A young man has lost his life. And I think everybody who watched that video of that other man brandishing a knife will be genuinely shocked by it. Look, I've made the argument on this show before. I don't buy the argument that Dublin City Centre is a no-go area. I just don't accept that. But I do accept when you see videos like that of somebody brandishing a knife, it's harder to make that argument. It's harder to make that case. Do we need more Gardaí in the streets? Absolutely. As Kitty said, I don't think you can have a guard at every street corner every minute of the day. But I think at certain times of day, I think we do need to see a greater police presence. And I think Jim O'Callaghan acknowledged that yesterday in his interview on This Week. I think we need to see a greater Garda presence there. But as Kitty said, it's very hard to stop somebody bringing a knife into town. Very difficult to stop that. But genuinely shocking scenes over the weekend and a total tragedy that this young man has lost his life. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.